Hello and welcome to another episode of Full Court Finance here at Zacks. I'm your host, Ben Rains. In this week, we're going to be talking about a relatively familiar topic, and that is streaming sports. But we're going to specifically be talking about Amazon as it tries to expand its streaming empire. And then there's some more streaming news from another big e-commerce company that is a little less talked about in the U.S. But before we do that, I want to say, remember, if you have any questions or episode suggestions, please feel free to shoot us an email over at podcast@zacks.com. So, as I mentioned, Amazon is looking to buy the New York Yankees Regional Sports Network, and that's according to reports from the New York Post and other outlets last Friday. So an Amazon-led group of investors that includes the New York Yankees is ready to sign a deal to buy an 80% stake in the YES Network for about $3.5 billion. This would give Amazon ownership of the rights for the New York Yankees, the Brooklyn Nets of the NBA, and New York City FC of Major League Soccer. So at this point, the entertainment giant Disney is currently selling the YES Network along with 21 other regional sports networks throughout the country as part of its $71 billion deal to buy key 21st Century Fox assets. As some of you might know, Disney, which owns ESPN, was told it needed to sell all of Fox's regional sports networks in order to gain the regulatory approval to let the merger go through. So Disney is currently trying to sell the YES Network along with these 21 others to anyone who is interested. So the YES Network is valued, or was valued, at $3.9 billion in 2014 when Fox paid for its 80% stake, which left the rest of that 20% stake to the Yankees. So as we mentioned, this deal would see Amazon, along with the Yankees, then kind of own all of the network. And its current license expires in 5 years. So it would see the YES Network be renewed kind of for streaming down the line. And if Disney rejects what is deemed to be a fair market offer, so at this reportedly $3.5 billion offer, it would have to be hashed out in arbitration. So it's unlikely at this point that really Disney would turn down an offer. Not necessarily that this Amazon one is official, because nothing has been officially said yet, but Disney needs to sell these regional sports networks for the deal to go through, so I can't imagine they'd want to turn down what seems like a relatively viable offer. And then it's also interesting to know that the YES Network is under contract to pay the Yankees broadcast fees until 2042, and the fees currently equal around $90 million a year, a cost that will pretty much continue to increase even if the fees that people are paying actually go down. So it kind of further highlights the need for maybe a streaming future, and certainly some streaming revenue to come in for the YES Network. And according to reports, Amazon's stake in the business is enough for it to have the rights to stream games in these local territories along with elsewhere. So now I want to get into a little bit of why it matters in some more details of what's going on. So initially, when all these regional sports networks were going to be sold, Fox was being said to have been in the running to basically just sell, or they would sell it to Disney and then instantly buy it back as part of its deal. That's not going to happen. Fox confirmed that earlier this year. They said that they have no interest in buying those back in a regulatory filing. But in general, these 22 regional networks include New York, Los Angeles, and were initially valued around $25 billion in total, though in recent months, it seems like those valuations could be between 16 billion and 20 billion, with the YES Network being kind of like the crown jewel of all of them. It's the Yankees, it's New York City. And at the time, or at the moment right now, YES Network still charges the second most out of all cable subscriber packages in the United States at $6.37 per subscriber. And this is right behind ESPN, which currently charges around $8, which is by far the most. So as we mentioned, the regional sport networks have been declining in value as cable subscriptions suffer, as most people know at this point, all the cord cutting revolution as the likes of Amazon Prime and Netflix kind of attract people away in this decentralized entertainment environment. So these regional sports networks are losing some of their value, but they're still going to be valuable going forward with all of the marketing and advertising that's tied to live sports rights, which is one of the only things that anyone really needs to watch live at this point. And as we've talked about on the show in general, Amazon has gone through a larger push to get sports, as many live sports as possible. So they have a Thursday Night Football deal. They have now, starting next season, they're going to have European soccer, so the English Premier League in the UK. And they have some tennis. They also have been experimenting with the NBA's developmental league, which is now called the G League, where that's being streamed on Twitch. So they're really trying to expand their live sports offerings in getting a huge regional sports network that has Yankees, which is by far one of the most valuable sports franchises in the biggest city in the United States, would be a big deal going forward, and kind of would be fun to watch to see how Amazon would deal with, within the next like 5 years, what it would even look like. Because at this point, it doesn't, no one really would know if Amazon buys YES Network, how would that be packaged going forward? It's not like they're instantly just going to take YES Network off of cable packages. So it'll be really fun to watch that going forward. And this is all part of a larger industry shift. As we know, Disney is rolling out its own Disney Plus platform that's going to try to compete with Netflix and Amazon Prime later this year. You have AT&T rolling out its own streaming platform, and obviously Disney's also already rolled out its own ESPN Plus streaming platform. So it's part of this big wave of everyone trying to see what they can do to get in kind of on the ground floor of this streaming industry. Even though it is massive at this point, it's still kind of an untapped market, especially in the streaming sports side, because pretty much all sports are still just on basic linear television. But what we should note is that you have Hulu and YouTube TV, who are actively trying to also get this cord-cutting sports fan, which is what Amazon's trying to cultivate as well. But unlike Hulu and YouTube TV, they're kind of still just tapping into these same networks that already have the rights, whereas Amazon would be buying something that then they see they would have ownership of completely going forward and be able to kind of do whatever they want with it down the line in what could be a totally streaming future with people not having anything on cable whatsoever. And then I want to transition to another big e-commerce company that's also just like Amazon, expanding its own streaming business, and that is a company that's been called the Amazon of China, and that is Alibaba. Late last week, Alibaba and the NBA announced a partnership. They've already been working together, but it's an expanded partnership. They announced last Thursday. So Alibaba is creating an NBA section on its commerce platform to deliver customized merchandise and content. And right now, Tencent has the exclusive rights to stream NBA games, including League Pass. But Alibaba is now going to be allowed to show highlights, classic games, and other original programming, and some analysis, along with some more stuff as they try to expand their streaming influence in China. And the NBA, as some people might know, is the most popular sport in the world's largest country, and the second largest economy. So this is a quote from their press release. The NBA is always looking to innovate, and we're absolutely thrilled to expand our partnership with Alibaba, NBA China CEO Derek Chang said in a statement. We share the same goal, which is to provide fans with one-of-a-kind online consumption and shopping that leverages the latest technology. We look forward to working with Alibaba and continue to grow the game of basketball in China. So Alibaba has nearly 700 million customers across its platforms, which include business-to-business marketplace, business-to-consumer marketplace, Tmall, as long as some other platforms. So it's a massive, massive e-commerce company in China, and they've been rolling out more streaming over the last few years or so in the NBA is something that they see maybe long term as being able to help them, certainly on the revenue side and bottom line going forward. They also have done partnerships with the World Cup and the Olympics as they, as I mentioned, expand their streaming reach. And the NBA's growth just in China in general is, if you have any interest, I encourage you just to read about it. It's fascinating how quickly the sport has grown over there. So it'll be fun to watch. And this is certainly something that Alibaba could benefit from down the line as well. So meanwhile, we have some other news that's kind of in this broader streaming sports world. And that is Turner and its Bleacher Report digital side are getting into the Vegas sports betting scene as part of this bigger legalization of sports betting on a state-by-state basis around the country. So Warner Media's Turner Sports signed a deal with Caesars Entertainment to develop sports gambling content. It's pretty unclear exactly what it's going to be at the moment, but Bleacher Report will reportedly establish a studio inside the sports book at Caesars Palace in Las Vegas Hotel and Casino. This comes after last week ESPN announced that they're going to have their first official sports gambling show on TV. They've had podcasts and they've covered the sport as well. This also follows Fox Sports One. And as I've mentioned, there are now dedicated big time media sites that are dedicated exclusively just to sports betting and legalized sports betting. So this is something you're going to see more and more companies jump into. We already know that Caesars has a deal with the NFL and that Major League Baseball, the NBA, and the NHL have a deal with MGM. So continue to watch all of these companies, try to see where they can start making money in this new legalized sports gambling age. But that does it for another episode of Full Court Finance. Until next time, I'm your host, Ben Raines. And remember, if you have any questions or episode suggestions, please feel free to shoot us an email over at podcast@zacks.com.